trying to go over Halachas of Hilchos Chanukah. I want to start with the more not clear halacha. The halacha manichoy Pesach habayis mibachutz. Someone doesn't have a house. If he most shittas, he doesn't have to light the Chanukah. Some people say you have to, even if you don't have a house, even if you're homeless in the street, you have to light. Said enough, Kamina is Lemaise, if you're flying in a plane over the Zman of Adlokas Neiras, if you will have to light a menorah or not. Lemaise, the Achor is you have to light without a brocha. We said in our days after September 11, it's not so practical. So Lemaise, Shmuzalman says the eight says you take flashlights, not LEDs, like ones that have real, you know, little lights. Keneged Ayomim, when you put it in the chair in front of you, you could use the top light for the shamash, and at least for half an hour. Again, not to make a bracha, but again, if you feel that you can, bracha told me to try with the whole family. They were nervous if they will see that they have 50 flashlights. They will stop them. I said, so, everyone, I don't know if the deer I said, but I think everyone has to have one flashlight. It's not enough that the father will have eight. Because Ner Yishve Beisoy is when you're inside the house. But when everyone is in a plane, it's no music that the father lights for the family. I said, even the girls, I think, have to light. So at least everyone will have a flashlight in there. Not everyone was masking, but I'm kimat poshut by me that it's like that. That everyone in the family has to have a flashlight. But again, without a bracha. Or in the old days, to put the light of fire. I want to speak about a different shaila that comes up. I will explain. Lamoshal, in my house, we have some chesed girls that do chesed. In the seminaries. Comes that locus neris. That has girls that help. So they want the yoytzeh in the Chanukah candles. The prince told them to be yoytzeh in the house where they stay. It's a shtus or it's not a shtus? And we'll see be'etzem, it's negeh. If a bocher does the same thing as a shtus, it's not an yeshiva, yeah? But this is the shalom be'etzem, it's a musa. Some people, you know, they're invited to the grandparents for the latkes, yeah? And a lot of the Americanish families, the family lights Chanukah candles there. I don't want to say the names of the cities, yeah? But it's a lot, it's the more not yeshivish families, it's very accepted. And I want to know, it's Oizi Alten, it's a Bocha Levatole, it's something in between. From where this minik came? It is such a minik. Some people go to a restaurant, and there they light the Chanukah candles, the family, for that day. So I'm saying, I know Choshev, Balabatish families that do it, I could say. Choshev, Balabatish families that do it. And the Shaila is Be'etzem, what is the Mokka?
Is it the same Be'chasin Ahol?
Same thing Be'chasin Ahol. Again, I'm not saying, we'll speak later, if it's the Indian that the restaurant will light, if it's the Indian that the Chasin Ahol will light. This is not what we're discussing. We're discussing if the people in the wedding could be yoytzeh instead of lighting in the house to light in the wedding tonight. Especially in America, the wedding starts sometimes like, it's not like in El Tisrael, you go for 10 minutes, there people have a lot of time, and they go for a whole evening. So they get back home at 12 o'clock, especially if they drive your place. They go to the Hilton in Manhattan, yeah? It takes them 2 hours till they get there. 5 hours, they come back 12 o'clock by night. What? So you can't get married Chanukah? You allowed to light the Chanukah candles in the hall or not? That's the Shaila. And Be'etzem, the Shaila leads. You think, okay, Baruch Hashem, you say you're not that type, you're not. You go to Shabbat Shabbat Brachas and Chanukah. You sleep, they put you up by a guy that lives in one street. Where is the Shabbat Brachas? Aguna Avenue L. All the Sudas are there, you're sleeping and somewhere else. Where are you lighting Chanukah candles? Were you sleeping? Because you know the people that you're sleeping by. I told you to be quiet when you walk in. Yeah. Shaila, will you light Hanukkah candles? It's a real shaila. It's not. I want to go a little bit to the lomdus from where, why Reb Shlomo Zalman and Kolteir and a lot of yeshivas in America, everyone lights in the dining room. Oh, because Shas is Sakona, because it's not negate the Sakona. Maybe the Sakona was a tziruf, yeah? Of the hundreds of Bochim would light, and a lot of yeshivas still today would light in the dining room. It's Oizgahout, it's not Oizgahout. And this will bring us back to when we speak about the dearest of the Bochim, to the real Shilas. Bochim are asleep in one place and eat in a different place. Where they light the Hanukkah candles? In the Dira itself, there's a dining room, there's a room where people eat. And there's a room where people sleep. Or maybe even a normal apartment house. You're married already. Where you light? So a lot of times it's convenient. The dining room. Sometimes, but the room that is more practical is in the side bedroom. You could light in the side bedroom, or you have to light in the dining room. This is Be'etzim the Shaila that comes from one Lomdus. These things are very not klal be'alocha. I'll try to mevarer from the yesoidus of this alocha till the alocha lemaisa. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reisha in Zion is a aloche of Achsanoi. Achsanoi is the owner of a house. He's called the Balabais. And the visitor, the one that is living by him, the one that is boarding by him, is called the Achsanoi. So the aloche is, even that Ner Ish Bebeisoi is enough to have one set of Hanukkah candles for the whole family, Achsanoi cannot be yoytze in that set. As a halacha, the achsanoi has to light. As a yoytze, he's mishtatev bepruta. What exactly that pruta does, it's a bazunda shmuz, will not manage this year to go into it. I want to mention it again, the achsanoi could be mishtatev in balabais, not the opposite. A lot of bochrim to go for Shabbos Chanukah to the aunt, the almana. It's no shaila v'yichud, she has 5-6 kids. But the almana doesn't want the light. So when she's herself, she lights. Oh, Baruch Hashem, she's so happy. Her nephew came. So she tells him, you light the Chanukah candle. So he puts his menorah and he lights. And she wants to be mishtatef with him. Achsanoi mishtatef in balabais. Balabais cannot be mishtatef if achsanoi. What he could do is, he could light her menorah, and he could be mishtatef with her. Or he could light her menorah and then to light his own menorah. But a lot of times happens, she's more modern. She has candles. Oh, now the yeshiva bocher came, he's lighting oil, she's very happy. You have to tell her, it doesn't help, I can't be moit to you. But the aloch is the achsanoi could be mishtatef in balabais. V'im yesh loy pesach bifnei atzmoi. If this person that is boarding by a family has a door for his own, lo yoytze b'mashe madlikim babais. It's another aloch, I'm not going into it now. But he has to light in his pesach. Kol ze b'zman ha-gimore da was chshat. B'zman ha-ze, zog the two like this. Ben ha-oichel etzel oviv, oy ha-oichel etzel chaveiroi, v'yesh loy bayis l'sheino. He's eating by his friend, but he has a place where he's sleeping. Tzorich lehad l'ksham where he's sleeping, because when people will come to the house where he's sleeping, they would think that he didn't light Neres Chanukah. So again, the halacha is if you're a visitor by someone, you're staying by someone, you could be mishtatef. But what if you have a place where you sleep? You're just eating by him by day. Zog de darke Moshe. Kosav harashbo. Kayoim shemadlikim befnim, yadlik bemokim shoichel veloi bemokim shoichel. Today that we light inside, we don't light outside. So if the achsanoi sleeps in one house and eats in another place, you light in the place that you eat. Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, Mokoim achile iko. The place where he eats is the main place. So Yishal Hashoyel, I don't understand. In the old days, that was Mipnei Achshad. You had to light in the place you sleep, because people will pass near the house and they will see in this building number two, no one is lighting. Today, that people light inside, you could light in Mokim Ha'achil. Bismana Gimore, you had to light outside. If Mokim Ha'sheino is garnished, so how Bismana Gimore you could light outside in the place you sleep? So it has to be like this. Mokim Ha'achil is Iker. Mipnei Achshad is said to light in Mokim Ha'sheino. Zog de Taz la'aloche Mokim Ha'achil is Iker. We have it from Eruvin. We know that how we do Eruvin, we put a piece of bread in the middle of the way, and in the Eruv, we don't have to sleep there. The Mokim we eat, this is considered where we are. The Marshal says, Choson, if he eats by a shver, he has to light in his own house. Zog de Taz, he's choylek and the Ramo, lefi de Ramo, Mokim ha'achil ha'ikar. So the Ramos says, if you sleep in one place and you eat in the other place, then there is Chanukah, you have to light in the place that you eat. Soon we'll see what is Nogiyah to our days. So the Poskim cleared in Chassid Tzchok, what if you're in the same house? You have a room you sleep and a room you eat. Where you have to light? Most Poskim say, if it's my own house, so everything is one thing. Over the Mehadrin, the Shvusi Tzchok brings down some rise, that even in the own house is Lekatchile Mokim Ha'achile Iker. Now, people that light outside the house, it doesn't make a difference, because this is the whole house and I'm lighting outside. Even people that light in the window and they hold that the Iker Adlok is outside, like we said that Me'ikar Adin, the window is Be'etzem Kilu outside. Again, if the window is Lamato Me'esrim Amo. So again, these people don't have to have so much, because the window represents the house. The door represents the house. But if you're lighting inside the house, so the machlekes, again, in your own house, you have a sleeping room and an eating room. Some lekatchila machmir to put a dafka in the eating room, the dining room. Shlomo Zalman says it's not a difference. But he said that this is in a normal apartment. In a yeshiva bochrim, it could be different. And he explained, in a normal house, the kitchen is a kitchen, the bedroom is a bedroom, the whole house is one house. In yeshiva bochrim, cheder ha'sheina, everyone has, talin nedira, a separate cheder ha'sheina, and this is kilu his private room with his four friends, and then there's a room that belongs to everyone. This is already mokim achila and mokim sheina. The same thing, dining room and bedrooms. In a regular house, some say even so is the Indian to try to find a mokim achila. And a dim room, is it sad to say that the mokim ha'sheina and the mokim ha'achila are separate? Some will speak la'alocha le'maisa what to do in the diras. This is klal. If someone came for 5 minutes to eat by someone, it's not called mokim ha'achila. He has a house. Now Punk is eating by someone. The lashon of the Taz. Im oichel shor sha'atayim v'yoshev v'choizer limkoimoi ein svor sheyad likshom. Zu kmo shorim ed la rechov v'gam sheroisi k'tzas bnei odom soimchim al ze tousu beyodom. So be'etzem the mocker of these seminaries that they tell the people by who that you're in the adlokah, you eat latkes there and you stay there to light there, the mocker is a bach. The Taz says v'tousu beyodom. The mocker of the people that light in that wedding where they are is the Bach. The Taz says, V'roisi miktas haloshim soim chim hazeh v'tov su b'yodom. It's a Bach. It was a mina kadmoy. The Taz says not to do it. I'll explain to you later in the nafka minis. But this minig, don't think it's Amerikanische shtusim minig that is some modern people that just come to the wedding, there's someone lights for them, v'zeh. Could be it's better from nothing. You know, these people are not going to light 12 o'clock when they finish the wedding. I don't know if to make a brocha or not. Oh, but that someone lights for them? Or lemoshu. I think all these seminary girls that, you know, they're in houses for adlaka, they want to feel Hanukkah. I said, again, they remind me that someone in the seminary will light for all the girls. And they tell the girls when they go places to be mishtate for the pruta, and the house they stay. It's not a shtus, doesn't mean it's a zog. It's not a shtus. If it's a shtus, there's no inyan. Just light in the seminary, don't be mishtate for the house you're staying by. But it's not a shtus. As people go to a restaurant, family, I think, but the grandfather, today everyone is lighting by the grandfather. It's not the right thing to do. The Taz says it's tozu beyodom. But the reason it's not shtus. Doesn't mean that the parents, some bochum here, the parents like that, bochum themselves from Ischazak. That means it's not a shtus. It's not a shtus. Now, the Chazanish said of Bnei Brak for Yingelait. That was in a Soldik. A lot of people lived near their parents. For their first Shabbosas, a year or two, I think, they sleep in their house and they eat by their in-laws or by the parents the whole Suda. Chazni said to light candles by your illness. Not where you sleep. Again, not a pukdish Shabbos you're eating there. Again, a bocher that is here for Shabbos. Yeah? And he's going to eat by chwey, someone for little Shabbos. Don't light there. Because it's not you mocking machile. If every Shabbos you eat by him, then as a tzad you have to light by him. He's your mocking machile. Now we'll start with the problems before we go to the Bachur. This is a big problem. No one in the Poskim knows exactly what to answer, but it happens. It will happen next Shabbos in Klal Yisrael and hundreds of places. People go away for Shabbos Shara Brochas. Everyone is eating in a hall, Salam Azar and Aguda, having your ale, and they're not sleeping there. Where they will light Hanukkah candles? People from the area that are invited and they're walking over, for sure they will light in their house. Even they're doing Shabbos, they're going to eat in the Aguda hall. But this is not Mokim Achila for them. But the guest, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, he just came for Shabbos Sufas. Or for Shabbos Shara Brochas. Him, he doesn't belong to Flatbush, no vas. He's sleeping in one place and eating in one place. Lefide Ramo Mokim Achila Ika. And he has to light in the hall. So I say like this, if he's really sleeping by someone that his mamish no shaykhis, his mamish is sleeping there, then he could make like a tchila de brocha in the hall. If he's staying in a house that is a matzev, it's better to light in both places, to be out to the brocha from the balabais where you're staying, and to light without the brocha in the hall.
He's sleeping in a school.
What?
In a school.
A third place?
He's sleeping in...
I don't know if I go to school. I don't know. What school? Nativ Meir. Nativ Meir? What else?
And what else? And he's eating in
some
in the
mosque. Why he's there? Shabbos. So if the Shabbos is one place and he's sleeping in another place, he lights the Shabbos the same day. So he lights in the hall where he's eating. If they stop putting him up in a school, there's no mahus in that place. So then, avad you go, lefi de mokim ha'achila. So now we'll start to go to our halachas. First, we'll go back to America. The rabbanim in America that said to light in yeshivas in the dining room, There was Soymech, Mokim Achim. Shemazam and Oyabach in Kultoya in the old days, everyone lived in the dining room. Really, even the beds and the dorm is somewhere else. That Kultoya, no one ate in the dorms. We ate in the dining room of Yeshiva. So, B'chai Gavne, everyone could live in the dining room. Some poskim disagreed. And they said, dining room of Yeshiva is not called Mokim Achile. They said, it's a restaurant. It's open for an hour, and then they close it. Mokim Achile Iker means, this is the main place of the person. In a regular house, the dining room, the kitchen, it's important rooms. And he sleeps somewhere else. And in Yeshiva, here you visit for an hour, the rest is closed. It's not a Mokim. So I'll say like this. If you sleep in the Seloshal. Today that all the meals in Mir Yeshiva are served in Beis Yishayah. So if you sleep in Beis Yishayah, so Be'etzem, Mokim Hashayna is for sure this building. If you're lighting outside, it's not a problem. Even if you light in your room, in the window, Lemaisa, it's one building, so you could be Mekel, to light in your room. Again, lekatchila is the Indian to eat a meal in your room. Lekatchila. But if you're not sleeping in Beis Yishayah, Bisholem, Merkazi, or in the apartments, Chazanish said you have to light in Mokim Achila. The shaila is maybe you don't have Mokim Achila. Some say if the yeshiva closed the dining room, so it's the best solution, yeah? You can't light the Beis Achila. Mokim Achila is closed, you don't have it. So if you don't have Mokim Achila, you can go back to Mokim Sheina. The yeshiva likes it, what you can do?
This measure
is made, so. That's not Mokim Achila. So it's on a Mokim Achila, on a Mokim Sheina. So the Chazanish said you have to eat two meals in the room. And you dear. So I want to say like this. Some say, Lemoshe, if you sleep in Beis Sholem and learn in Beis Sholem, it's easier to light in Beis Sholem. And I would say one meal, a snack, is enough. Why? It's also Mokim Sheina. Also, Ikar, you Mokim the whole day. And you eat something. Abelam Zogin, you learn in Shalme, you sleep in Beisholem, and you eat in Beis Yishayah. David in the Merkazi. Yeah? So, how you could light in Beisholem? You could say Baruch Shenko and Malchusa when you finish the light. It's Mochel Avatole Pashtis. Kimat, I would say. Maybe B'diyev and Mokim Sheni. You're not, if you learned it the whole day, you're quiz. So you're right, the Mokim Achille here cannot have a Chashivus. So you use the Chashivus of the Mokim Sheni. But you're learning in one Beis Medrash. Israeli, they learn in Friedman. They sleep on Beis Shalme. And they eat in Beis Yishayah. Now, the Frum Bochrim, what they do is, chutz from the light in Beis Sholem, and Beis Yishayah, they eat their meal. The Mishtatef in Pruta with one of the Beis Yishayah guys. And like this, they also have Mokim, the ones that light outside Beis Yishayah, and they also have Mokim Achila. They eat one meal in the room, Mishalom, Lamazogim, or in the Dira. And they also Mishtatef. So I'm saying it's a big shail. It's a big shail.
Mishtatif works if you're not achsanoi.
It's a machleik. It's a mishtabur. If two achsanoim could be mishtatif together. Emotional. They say the stipler told the people that eat by the father-in-law to light in their house with a bracha, where they sleep, and to mishtatef the pruta with the father-in-law. So I'm saying like this. So lemaisa a bocher, or do lemaisa a bocher in a regular dira. So in Chanukah for sure to eat one meal in the dira, but maybe you could light in the dira. Now, la'aloch le'maisa, like we said, Rabbi Zalman says, to light not in your room, that's very shvach. If you have a dining room and a kitchen and you could light there and you have there a window, it's for sure good. But if you have a window in someone else's room, Shlomo Zalman says, if it's mamish that you could use that room the whole year, you could light there. But if it's a private room, the guy doesn't let them come into his room, could be you can light there. It's not mokim shena, it's not mokim achila. What is connected to you? Now, I want to go to the next halacha. Erev Shabbos. Madlikim ner Chanukah ve'achar kach ner Shabbos. From when? From Plaga Mincha. Zog dem ishtabu lekatchil et adav em Mincha before that. Because if not, it's Tarte de Sasri. You're lighting candles, kilu it's Shabbos already, and then you're davening Mincha. Lemaise, it's not ma'akev, but the katchila you have to do like that. Now, everyone asks the famous kasha: is the inyan in erev Shabbos to try to attach the Chanukah candles the closest that you could to Shabbos, or from plaga mincha you could lekatchila light? How close to Shabbos? Again, not very close, not the mechal Shabbos, but how close to Shabbos? So the Welt says it's totally in the machlekes. The halacha is kofso ein zokuklo. If the Ner Shabbos blows out, I'm sorry. If Ner Chanukah blows out, you don't have to light it again. What would be if you light Ner Chanukah before the time? You have a chasana, you have to leave early. So with the evid, you could light from plug, and it blew out. You have to light it again. Kofsa in Zokoklo is only bezmana adloke. So even at Ishu Mishum Chitzoev, you could light the Chanukah before the Zman. But if it blows out, adloke. What happens Erev Shabbos? You lit in the Chanukah before the Zman. No one lights after the Zman. And it blows out. Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Tzorich Lachzer. And the Taz says, Tzorich Lachzer. Zogen de Achroini. Shulchan Aruch learns, and I want to explain. We have a lot of times in Torah, in Jewish, crash. What is crash? You have to do a bris milah, it crashes in Shabbos. You have to blow shofar, it crashes in Shabbos. Who wins? We have rules. Chanukah doesn't crash in Shabbos. They make 8 days. It's on Shabbos. Chanukah has to happen in Shabbos. So, Nechleku Rabbi Seinu, what to do? When Shofar happens in Shabbos, Seinu, yesh baya. But here Chazal said you have to light 8 days. But they know that it's impossible to do. So you could say, okay, listen, every time it'll be a different day. That day it'll be a crash. Look in Hilchis crash. Other name. While they know that it has to happen, So in Erev Shabbos, they gave a different Zman. Well, they knew that Shabbos needs to happen in Chanukah. So you can't leave it to crash. They say 8 days. But Derech Klal, in every week, is only 7 days. So if you say, give a mitzvah of 8 days, they don't give a mitzvah, and then you'll be stuck working out. If the pshat, the mitzvah doesn't have to be in Shabbos. Do a bris mila. Happens in Shabbos. Mila doicha Shabbos. This is not doicha Shabbos. Work it out. So the Shulchan Aruch learned, we'll see about this, we'll get to the Baskara. Shulchan Aruch learned that in Erev Shabbos, they change the time. So as if you light in time, kofsa in zokuklo. So in Erev Shabbos, when you light earlier, kofsa in zokuklo. The Taz learns every day is the same time. And stop. You can't light, so you light a bit before. B'meile. I'll bring a long the shirai, something you can say over in Chanukah. Is a aloche, what happens if Pidyon HaBen happens in Shabbos? So, you're not allowed to do it. So, today we do it mostly Shabbos. Remember my first Pidyon HaBen that I had to do, I was a Kohen, it was after my chasana, some of them we knew, but I was in England, I was Yontef Sheni. I was the Ben Eretz Yisrael. So I'm Be'etzem, not Metzuvah. So, Mela, I wanted to make the Pidyon, I could be Kohen, the Yisrael is not to be marked, the Yisrael is the Kohen, the Moyes. I could pick up the Moyes and Zeich and Pidyon HaBen. Myself, we don't do it in Shabbos. So the Rabbanim didn't want to let me. I'm not going to the whole Masumat. But the Shaila is like this. So the aloha was, in the beginning, that they did the Pidyon before Shabbos. It was a Shaila if you can make a Brocha. So the Chasim Marashal, I have a Raya. Chanukah, you light before the time and you make a Brocha. If it does, it's a beautiful Raya. If it is Shechanoch, no Shaychas. Chanukah, the Zman is earlier. This is the pshat. Why in the Maisi you allowed to dive in Milcha after Lokas Neiros? Why is that Tarti the Sasa? I'm not Shabbos. I'm Friday. Here they said to light on Friday. I could dive in Milcha. They didn't say Kiilu, it's ready tomorrow. The Mele, the Taz says, light it mamish somuch, how much you could. And Mashengel if you could light from regular plug, I say Zog Rebeliashi. The Ma'i said, the Primigonim is mashma that the Taz said it for a different reason. He was nervous that the oil will blow out. It's mashma stam alabatish. So if you light earlier, sometimes it goes off before the Zman. But Rebeliashi says that Lechur it's totally in this alm. The Ma'i said, Rebbeisha Feinstein says also to light mamish a little bit before. And Luach Eretz Yisrael also. It's a big enough community. A lot of times, you know, some people are machmet to mekabel Shabbos early. The shalif is an inyan and Shabbos chalik and not to do it. Again, lemaisa, you're allowed to light from plug. Okay. Now I'm going to the second part. Comes Motzi Shabbos. When you light Motzi Shabbos? After Shabbos, yeah. Now, so we'll go to the machlekes Avdolah and then Chanukah, or Chanukah and then Avdolah. Why is it the meaning in most of Klal Yisrael is Avdolah and then Chanukah? Kimat everyone does it. In Yerushalayim, the meaning was Chanukah and then Avdolah. Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld would jump out the window to be the first one to get home. So the Welt says, why was Lahalacha like that? The Ma'i said, the meaning is Avdolah and then Chanukah. Chutzlah that they light in the house, it doesn't make a difference if you light a little bit late, like the Ramah says. When you should light, you were lighting outside. So every minute that it's late, another alum, this is Ein Mavir Mala Mitzvah, when you walked into the house. So you had to light right away. It's ready, not ready. Nishnagah, yeah? Now, but I want to explain. They say over two stories. The Beskerov Motzi Shabbos was waiting and waiting and waiting. the kinderach came and told him, Tatas, shin zeit. He said, shin fafal. Too late anyways. Fafal. One story. Second story, he said, the zeitin was the Shabbos of Shiyetza Asofik Miliboy. By me, I'm going to always. I'm a super kid. I know everyone already thinks it's already 9 till 8. By me, Shiyetza Asofik Miliboy. I want to explain. Let me clear now. Motzi Shabbos is Mamish Abaya. We're going Litvish. Shchnochli. Yeah. The Zman is Shkia Sachamo. Yeah. Meikar Adin, the Zman is Shkia Sachamo. We said, most of the places that the Chassidim did later, because Lemaisa Meikar Adin, you could like call a Lailum. But the Gemara says, Mishatishka Achamo. And half an hour. We mach me half an hour from Tzeis. But the dry halacha, Motzi Shabbos, after Zman, it's really after half an hour anyways. The Rambam says, Ve'im loy adlik loy madlik. So Motzi Shabbos be'etzim is stuck. So we could clear what is the pshat. You can't do later, so you do what you could. Other than Chazal knew, it's not a crash. They knew that it's Motzi Shabbos every Chanukah. So they gave a new time in Motzi Shabbos. So Miskarov said like this. You're telling me kids, Motzi Shabbos, I have to rush. If this man is the regular man, they're half an hour past anyways. So we'll have to light. We light anyway. What's the difference? What you're telling me, Motzi Shabbos, they changed this man. They didn't say Shkia. So what man they decided to give? It says, Rashi says, Ein lecho Yisrael shemadlik esh b'motzi Shabbos at sheyetze asofik miliboy. Rashi and Brochus and Aroya. When you see a kid going and firing Motzi Shabbos, if he's a Jewish, you know for sure it's Motzi Shabbos. She'en lecho Yisrael madlik ner b'motzi Shabbos at sheyetze asofik miliboy. So, you know, you, in 2014, 15, yeah? You have watches. I'm always no watches. No one knows what is the time. So when you think it's Motzi Shabbos, when you know. So it was go, I don't know yet. By me, I'm a super. They gave this man when you know. They didn't say, again, I want to explain. When Lama Zogin, Pesach is Chal Motzi Shabbos. So Pesach was not said Dafka Motzi Shabbos. When a night of 15 starts, it's Pesach. Now it crashes with Motzi Shabbos, or Tisha B'Av. They crash with Motzi Shabbos, or Yom Kippur. So they stand near each other. Oh, but here they had to give a mitzvah Motzi Shabbos, because every time it will be Motzi Shabbos. So the Zohar B'Skirov, if it's the altest man, I'm anyway late, or where I'm rushing to. And if they gave a new Zman, they for sure give it to everyone when he doesn't have a suffix. The main avail, I have a suffix, I don't have to rush. So it's Be'etzem. And here I think it's better from Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, are b'di'evid every time you could light from Plaga Mincha. So they didn't really have to change the Shulchan Aruch. Here, Motzi Shabbos, they had to change the Shulchan Aruch. Other night, they didn't change it. It's a tchak. Every weekday, if you are late, but you have it, you could light it later. So here also, this is what the Miskirov was besupik. Lemaise, the Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, he and Motzi Shabbos, he would wait. I don't like to say it because it's a big. He was not Machmir, the late Zman. He would like Motzi Shabbos straight after Avdolim Miyad. He would even daven earlier. Rabbi Eliashiv would wait 55 minutes from Shkia. Again, people that keep Rabbi Nutam is a big argument. Lemaise, the meaning is that if you makbid mamish Rabbi Nutam for everything, you're allowed to be makbid also. But I'll tell you, Lemoshul, we spoke with it a couple of times, I light two places, outside and inside. So the whole week I light outside and I make the bracha outside and then I go inside. I explain to you why. Because if I light inside, it could be b'di'evin am yoytzatz, manicha b'shulchon evidayoy, and you can't make a chumre, you can't make hidur after you finish the mitzvah. Like Reb Chaim with the two esroigim. After your yoytzah, you can't moisif a hidur. So I light outside, I don't talk, I run upstairs, and I light inside. Motzi Shabbos, I light inside, and then I go outside. Because maybe it's tichla regel min hashukim when I light Rabbeinu Tam. inside, but you have it, you can light kol halayla. So I'm saying, the people that light inside, it's easier for them not to rush.
But the Rebbe waits till Rebbe Natan.
Sure, I can't. I tried. It doesn't light. It doesn't light. But again, you know, my father was mechanechas that even in a tiny Rabbanan, we're not allowed to eat before Rebbe Natan. Even tiny Sesna, my father doesn't let them eat before Rebbe Natan. So, b'mele, some people only do their license. Some people only machmor and the zachum. Meaning of a sin to be a day. Now, it's a big American shizach, and the same thing as chsid shizach, at the same time, that to be with the neighbors a half an hour. I don't mean chas v'shom, we don't mean to mezazel, we never mezazel to no one. I mean, it's saying the Metzias. It's two places, zwei kreisers, two places that is a minig kreisers, houses that they're makbid in it, Amerikanische and Chassidische, to be with the candles. And I want to explain. The people that light outside for sure don't have to be with the candles. First, it's not for them, it's for Rishus HaRabim. If you're lighting in the window to Mekayim Midin Rishus HaRabim, you don't have to be. The shaila is, if you light in the house, so how do you say, for sure you have to be? So what is the kasha? Erev Shabbos, you light and you leave the shul. Yeah. It's a raya that is not ma'ak. It's a raya brura. You light and you go. What? So let the ladies the whole time to be. The bacher that doesn't come back the second Seder, what he does on Erev Shabbos? What is the Steinish? What?
Noch
shkia when he comes back after he daven magi with the lechadoidi mit. What do I do? What?
That's what they do.
What they do?
That's what we do.
What they do?
We come back after.
You come back by night. You knock the tzeit when you come back to 12 o'clock by night. You come back after hour and a half. You're mekayim the mitzvah already. Now I want to explain. Lemaisa. So it's totally like this. It's brought down in the Shav Yankev that a bigger riches that you have to stay. So I want to explain. The people that were lighting inside the house is a big Indian to stay. Some say that if everyone leaves, it's a bracha levatola. If you light in a dira, there's no windows. And everyone leaves, when you come back, it's over. It's mamash bracha levatol. There's no one there to see it. I mean, what is the pesum anisa? When you light outside, when you light in the window, it makes sense. And they will say that in Shabbos, while they hold that you're lighting for inside, so in Shabbos is enough when you come back from shul that it's lighting that you're mekayim, other than the woman will be there. Taket. But if no one will be there, it's a shayla from bracha levatol. We get a lot of times Lel Shabbos, Bochrim, that light inside, and then Lel Shabbos, they go to eat out. They stay for Shabbos Chanukah, so they let themselves to eat out the Shabbos Amor, yeah? Until they come back, the Chan Shabbos Kalos are over. I don't know a real Eitzah. Again, Me'ikir Adin we paskin that you're allowed to, but it's a big mockim to be machter. And Beliashiv says, if you light inside and there's no window, and you light before Shkia, it's a bracha levatole. If you light, I'm speaking Erev Shabbos, says, normally he says, you light after Shkia. So even if you leave, b'shas de adloke it's wrong. If you're planning to leave, aber b'shas de adloke is a mitzvah. Aber Erev Shabbos, you're lighting before the Zman, and you're going to shul before Shkia, and you come back, and no one stays. A bracha levatola. Maybe the fifth tzad we said in Shulchan Aruch before that the Shabbos is man is earlier. So again, it's a baya. But again, if it's a window, for sure to go back to Seder right away. I'm saying, I'll pick up on as a Indian to be there half an hour. If there's no window, there's a big Indian that at least someone will stay with the candles for half an hour. If there's no windows, and if it's only for Bnei Abayis, there's an Indian that someone will be there for half an hour. Now, there's another halacha that you have to light, if you light outside, Pesach HaSomuch L'Rishus HaRabim. Reb Shlomo Zalman is the biggest maker in the world, in this Indian. Shmir Shabbos, and I heard from the Reb Shlomo Zalman and Shmir Shabbos Kirchosa. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, and Bochum asked the whole time, you see, in another day, in front of every door of yeshiva, they will have these metal shelves, and people will start to put menorahs on it. And everyone comes and asks, I'm not betefach HaSomuch L'Rishus HaRabim. Shmuel Zalman says everyone realizes that these shelves are near this door. These shelves are near. Everyone knows that it's because the bikes. Bochum asked a lot of times, the first guy chab the first tefach, what to do? Zalman said, put a silver foil under it and pick it up in the end of the second menorah. So everyone sees that it's one thing. That everything belongs to the tefach HaSomuch L'Rishus HaRabim. Another thing of Shmuel Zalman Auerbach said, that the halacha is mezuzah miyamin v'nechanike mismol sheyemuka b'mitzvahs, it's only the first menorah. After the first guy put a menorah on the left side, you can put your menorah on the right side. Yemuka b'mitzvahs. You could have argued that ever. But I think it's like Shmuel Zalman Auerbach. So I have Bochum think, someone already chabbed the left side. So where I'll put my menorah? So Shmuel Zalman, you put it on the left, you put it on the right. Again, lo yitzu l'moshal, you don't have a mezuzah. So then the right side is the katchila. But again, after one guy puts in the right side, the katchila you could put in the left side. It's no problem. The Shmir Shabbos says that if the metzias is, even without a table, sometimes you come, you mamish, you know, like a little stone there, you can't put them in there and mamish in the tefach. He holds that it's not me'akev b'di'evet. Has to be nikah that it belongs to the bais. Has to be that it's nikah that it belongs to the bais. If it's nikah that it belongs to the bais, it's okay. I want to finish with one vote. Maybe it's not my idea. I was walking down, so they have these signs that they put up. So they put up Taki Ashayla B'Shem Gdoilim. If you're allowed to use a floating wick, if it's considered the bigger thing of Rav Nissim Karel, it says, yeah, and Rav Moshe Shtenbuch says, better not to. The two swords that we said, the oil jumps and the wax, that you're not lying the oil. So the bigger machlek is a poiski. Maybe they heard it. The halacha is you moisi v'hoylech. Shammai oimrim poiches v'hoylech. Besila say moisi v'hoylech. 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8. Shammai say 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. So besila loimrim ma'ilim b'koynesh. Beshammai keneged pori ha'chag. Besila loimrim keneged yom ha'nichnosim. Shammai keneged yom ha'yoytzim. What are the pshat connected pori achag? It doesn't make sense. 8, 7, 6, 5. The candles are peiches v'eilech. So that is pshat. I want to say one pshat that I heard from my father-in-law, Avram Gurwitz. He said like this. Everyone knows the famous kashe. Why Chanukah is for 8 days? Had to be for 7. It's called the B'syosef's kashe. Had to be because why? They found oil for 1 day, so the next is 7 days. A lot of terutzim. One tells the fact that they found the oil. Another tells they divided it to 8. Every day it filled up, etc. What is the real terutz? The real terutz is that even with oil lights is also a nes. Loshon Ramban, me'anisim agluim anu yoidim al anisim she'inam gluim. Bnei bina yemei shmoino. Everyone heard it. Masif te'enan, yeah? So the pshat is as it. When Chanukah comes, you light eight candles. Wow, such a festiness, mamish, a miracle. By the oilam. And the second day, you're ready, ready in Chanukah. 7 days, by the oilam. Even a miracle, the third day, for 3 days, I see it's by the oilam. Second day. It lived for 2 days, they see Bayra Olam. I'll explain. Some people, they walk in the street, the car almost hits them, oh, they see Bayra Olam. Some people, no, if the car turns 5 times, they see Bayra Olam. Some people, 5 times, it could happen. If it's 5 times, it jumps over the lake, then they'll be Chayza B'Tshuva. Some people, if they make a circle over the world, then they'll be Chayza B'Tshuva. Everyone has his limits. In the beginning of Chanukah, 8 days, yeah, 7 days, when we come to the end of Chanukah, we're living in already, the atmosphere has to be that even this oil of lighting one day, we know the Avayna of Chanukah is that in the end you don't need 8 days to know that it's an S. In this last day, one candle, yeah, Bayra'ilam. They yell miracles. Bayra'ilam. We start to yell Bayra'ilam 8, Bayra'ilam 7. We finish in the end, Bayra'ilam is one. And what we making that is Bayra Olam. Hashem gave us a little bit of oil and it lit for 8 days. There's a balabas in America called me up. So this office, it's very hard for him to come in time to light candles. He wants to know if I could give him a heta to stay and work for another couple of hours. I don't know if he could stay, but when he comes home, only to light one candle. I said, no, not from candle, from oil, but only one. He said, why? Hashem made a mess. It's enough to light one. Why we light 8? Hashem gave us a little bit of oil, and the oil lit for 8 days. Pella de gazach. So you have to stay in work. You're leaving work. Why? You could be there in the morning. You could get the deal in the morning. But you just want that Hashem will have a bit more hours that he could work it out, yeah? So you don't trust Hashem that he can manage with a little bit. Then you come home, Hashem, I know, a little bit left for 8 days. So why didn't stay in work? So light one, as I just can kitru.
Well, nice. Where should someone light? If they have a window or a pesach, a window that faces the Mizrach, or they have a door.
What floor is
the floor of my window?
Pesach is opening. There's just a lot of matches.
Pesach opens. Well, that's also I'm not sure about. It's like there's a.
What is the shaila?
Okay, the shaila is okay. Well, first
you're not sure where's the pesach light in the window.
Saying,
if you know that you have a good Pesach, that's a different shot.
So, if you have a street, and the entrance to the Dira is on, there's like a street's here, and then there's a little walkway you go down, and the entrance is here.
The entrance to the Dira or the walkway?
The entrance to the Dira is over here. The hallway, the street's here, there's a little hall, like an alleyway, and you enter the Dira right here.
This is also Solavin.
I mean, there's people that live past there also.
If it belongs to the government, you like it. In all the villages, this is the amount of people that live.
Right. Okay. So if it belongs to Baldira, then you light.
Then
better the window. I'm saying even. So this is better than the window even.
Okay. What is the about the Shabbos? What is the outside menorah help you if it's contained mahadur?
So we have to say that this is the way they will attack him. It's not that they will attack him with the Shabbos a later time.
Hi. So what you let inside your yaitzeh?
It's not that I can waste if you do.
Why? So if in general you can't come out there after.
Okay, I'm my window from Alameda Simamo. We said last time for the window across.
Okay. Also, if you're lighting outside, you want to have the whole cash shiloh of Makwa.
No.